Today's daf is Yevamos Mem Aleph, and we're going to start at the new Mishnah, three lines from the top. So just by way of Hakdama, just remind ourselves that the Isser to marry the relatives of a Chalutza, that's a Din de Rabbanan, whereas the Isser of marrying the relatives of the Grusha, the divorced wife, that's an Isser de Oraisa. So the Mishnah begins discussing the case and says, HaCholetz Livimto, V'nasa Achiv Es Achosa, V'meis. Choletzes velo mis yabemes. So what's the case? We'll give names. You have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are the brothers. So Shimon married Rachel, and then Shimon dies. So now Rachel falls to Reuven as a chalitza. But before that happens, Levi, the brother of Reuven, marries Leah, the sister of Rachel, right? And then he dies. So Levi dies. Now Leah falls to Yibum to Reuven. So the Mishnah says, Chaletzes Lo Yisabemes. Reuven can't be Miyabin Leah because she's Achos Chalutzoso. That's a Din Durabonim. But she does need Chalitza because Achos Achalitza Chalutzoso is only an Isser Durabonim, right? Rashi says on Lo Yisabemes, why not? Dehavi Lo Achos Chalutzoso. Right? Okay, fine. Then the Mishnah says the next case. Vechein. No, it's really not Vechein simile, but it's really the more is going to explain it means aval, but like to contrast. But we'll, right now, let's read the Mishnah straight. Vechein hamagarishes ishto, v'nasa achives achosa v'meis hare zo potura. So what's the case of this? So you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Rachel, and then they get divorced. Then Shimon marries Rachel's sister, Leah, and then he died. So what happens in this case? In this case, Leah now is totally off from, there's no Yibon whatsoever. She doesn't need Chalitza because she's Achos Ishto of Reuven. That's an heir of Doraisa from his former wife, Rachel. Then the Gemara says, Shomeres Yavam, still in the Mishnah. Shomeres Yavam, Shekidesh Achiv Es Achosa, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru Amrum Lo Hamtin Anchi Yase Achicha Maisa. So what's the next case now? The Shmeres Yavam. So you have three brothers over here. You have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon marries Rachel, and then he dies. While Rachel is now waiting Yibam from either Reuven or the other brother Levi, Levi goes hands Makadish Rachel's sister Leah. So now, at this point, Levi can't do anything, right? Because Levi has to wait to see what Reuven's going to do, right? Says the Mishnah, right? So what's going to be the din? What's the mice going to be? Cholotz lo achiv okansa. So if he Reuven does chalitza or does yibam with Rachel, then in this case, Yichani says ishto. Then Levi can now go ahead and marry Leah. The Midrash says, Mesa HaYavam, if the Yavam of Rachel passes away, so in that case, Yinoches Ishto, he can go ahead, Levi is allowed to marry her also. Okay, now, the last case, Mes Yavam. What's the din in Mes Yavam? Excuse one second. Yotzias Ishto Beget. So what this last case? So let's look at this. You have the Yavam, Reuven passed away. And there are no brothers. So what happens is Rachel now has Zakuk to Levi. So Yotzi es Ishto beget. He has to divorce his wife, Leah, because he can't marry him. Leah is also to Levi because she is Achos Zukukoso. And after Levi does Chalitza with Rachel, then Leah is going to be also Levi as Achos Chalutzoso. Then it says, Eishes Achiv B'Chalitza. He has to do Chalitza with, Levi has to do Chalitza with Rachel, right? He can't do a Yibum with her because she's Achos Ishto, even after the get. But she still needs a Chalitza, not an Erva D'Oraisa, because she wasn't an Erva B'Shas Nefila when the Zika was Chal, but because Levi hadn't yet gotten married to Leah just yet. But that's the reason why Levi can't go forward before Reuven did the Yivum or the Chalitza to take off the Zika. That's what Rashi says in the last, two last Rashis on the Mishnah, Meis HaYavim, L'Nosalo Ach Elzu, right? There's no other brother remaining. The Achos Grushosohi can't, because she is the sister of his Grusha, who is always going to be ushered to him. Okay, so then the Gemara says, "My Vechein, right? When it says similarly, so too, right? But they're really not similar, right? Because in the first case, the Yevamah had to do chalitza, and in the second case, doesn't do anything, right? So it says, no, you're right. Ema, you have to reread it and change the Mishnah to say, don't say vechein, read aval, but hamagarish. That's how you read it. So Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, what's the chilik between the two cases? Kan Shana Rebbe. From here, Rebbe taught Rebbe Rebbe Huda Hanasi, Achos Grusha, the sister of your Grusha, right? Midivrei Torah. That's an Isser De'oraisa. That's why she's totally patur. She doesn't do anything. Achos Chalutza, the sister of your Chalutza, Midivrei Sofrim. That's a Din De'rabonin, and therefore there still is a Zika between them, so he needs Chalitza to take it away. Then, Shomeris Yavam Shekidesh, Amr Shmuel, right? That again, this is when Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira said you can't do anything until the other brother does something. Halacha kedivrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira. Right? We paskin like this that you can't do anything. Ibailuhu, they ask the following question: right? If a yavam has an erusin with the sister of his yavama, since the yavama is his the sister of his achosa, he can't do anything. He can't do anything with her. He can't be miabim her. Mesa ishto. What happens if the wife died, right? He only had Eris in her. Mahu b'yavimto. What's the din now with his yavama? Does he have a, does he yivim with her or not? So Rav v'Rabbi Chanina da Amri Tarvayu. They both said the same thing. Meisa ishto mutter b'yavimto. If the wife died, then he's allowed to have yivim with her. Shmo v'Rabbi Asi da Amri Tarvayu. They said the same thing. Also, meisa ishto also b'yavimto. In that case, that he is, he's osir on the yavama. The Rambam Paskin's like the first opinion. The Rambam is that he's mutter. Amarava, my time of the Rav. So what's the reason of Rav, why she's mutter? Mishum, dahavye yavama shehutra, v'nesra, v'chazav hutra. So in that case, she was really muteris to him, right? She's mutter to him. Then, became yavan, she became osur to him, because that's the sister of his wife. And then when the wife died, she went back to the really, chazav hutra, she became mutter to him again. So taksa hetera harishon. So therefore, it goes back to the original status that she was mutter to him to the yibum, and he can go ahead and do that. Meisiv Rav Hamanuna, so he asks a kasher on this, mabraisa. Shlosha achin. In the case where you have three brothers, Shnayim nesuin l'shtei achios ve'echad mufne. You have two of them are married to two sisters, and one of them is single. Meisa echad mibalei achios ve'asaba mufne me'amar. If one of the sisters' husbands died, and the guy who was single does ma'amar, achar kach meisa achiv hasheni, and then afterwards the second one dies. Explain what this means. So now what happens is that the second wife also comes onto this single guy for yibum. So now he has to yibum with both of them. So it's going to be awesome because he can't marry either one of them. But then va'acher kach mesa ishto v'acharav. Then the wife of the second brother died. So after her husband died, and then goes back to because reverts to the original situation where this one single brother only has a zik with one of the sisters. That was the widow of his first brother. So in that case, osa yavama chaletzis v'misya bemes. So we say that yavama, right? Although this is the almana of the first brother, does chalitza, but doesn't do yibum with her. Amai. Right, so the kash is like this. Why not? Why don't they do yibum? Tehevik yavama shehutra. Just like the same case. If it just reverts back to his thing, v'ne'esra v'chaz v'hutra. It's a case of it was mutter. Now she's osur because they were both married. There was a point in time. I'm sorry, no, they both dead actually. When they both had a zika on him, but now the other one died. So now they're chaz v'hutra. So she mutter to him. Tachshul hetera harishon. She should go back to the original thing and be mutter. So you see the fact that Bryce says that she's osur. She's osur to marry him. So you see, it does not go back to the original status. That's the kasha that Rav Huna said. Ishtik. Rava was quiet. He did not have an answer to that. Lebosu d'nafak amar, but after Rav Huna left, he said, Amailo amar le Rebbe Lazar hi. Why didn't you say, means like from himself, why didn't you say this is the sheet of Rebbe Lazar to Omer Kevin sha'omda alav shas achas be'isser? Once there is, again, this is a machlokas later on, kuf ches. Once there's a shas iser, that there's a point in time when it's osur for him, nesra alav olamis, then she becomes osur to him forever. Now, the chacham over there argue on that, and the halacha follows that, but at least you could have had a teretz over here and say, well, I'm going like the sheet of Rebbe Lazar. So Hada Amas, then 1 second. Maybe it's not so poshut that Bryce really goes like Rabbi Lazar. Aimed on Rabbi Lazar, one could say maybe Rabbi Lazar Shita, Hechadol Chazya B'Shas Nefila. She wasn't suitable, right, for the Yavam when she fell to him. Aval Hechadol Chazya B'Shas Nefila, but in a case where she could have, you know, gotten married to him that time that happened, then would only, you know, seeing, you know, made things problematic also with something later on, right, because then the Yavam who married the sister of his Yavama, right, Mi Amar, would he really say that? So if the Bryce is not going like a Belazar, so then maybe everybody agrees upon, and therefore Taki it is a kasha. So Hada Amar, then he says in, yeah, you're right. Rabbi Lazar did hold like this, even in such a case. V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Lazar oimer mesa yavimto, in a case where his yavama dies, muta beishto, he's allowed to marry his wife. Mesa ishto, osu yavama chaletzes, well, he's mis yavemes. If his wife dies, then the yavama that does chalitza, I'm sorry, is that wrong? If the yavama dies, then what? Let's go back. Ishto os. Let me go back again. Mesa ishto osu yavama chaletzes v'lo mis yavemes. That's right. The yavama does chalitza but doesn't do yibun. Therefore, the kasha from the brisa can fall away because it's only the shita of Rabbi Lazar. Salem Shmuel v'Rav Asi de Amri ki Rabbi Lazar. So once that we saw that there was a machlokus really Amaroyim, and we wanted to say that maybe Shmuel and Vasi said that they're not allowed to marry the woman, so they're holding like the shita of Rabbi Lazar, who says no, afilu tema ki Rabbanan. You could even say they hold like the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kemiflegi Rabbanan aled Rabbi Lazar. Up until now, the chacham only cholik on Rabbi Lazar in the case where he divorced his wife. Right, and then he remarried her, and then you know that they died. El mishum de mil nefil of elach lo mitnas alayhu. From the time that it happened, right, for Yibun, she wasn't ushered to him, right, the Yavamim, right. The fact that the Isra between her and her, I mean, you know, ended before she ever fell to them, you know, that doesn't affect where she is now, right. Go back again. Kemiflegi Rabbanan El Rabbi Lazar El Mishum Demiflegi VeElach Lo Mitnasa Alayhu Avahocha De Itzar. But in this case, right now, she was taka. She was aser to him, right? She was aser to him. So Afilu Rabbanan Modu. Then even the Chachamim would be maskim and agree that she's going to be aser forever to have a yibum with her. Okay, now a little more of a complicated sugya. The rest of it gets a little bit more easier. This is now talking about the concept of Havchana, which really means you have to wait. 3 months before the, it's really, I think it's 92 days, Lamaisa, because you have to wait from the day, yeah, I think it's 92 days, if I remember correctly, you have to wait from the day, then the next day, through 9 days in between. Think of a Kiva Eger has a cash, why it's not 33 days, because we know there's 3 days for the Sheikh Vizera, remains inside a woman, but Lamaisa, we're going to say there's going to be a 3 month waiting period between them. So says the Mishnah now at the bottom of the oven. Hayavama lo tachloit velo tisyabim ad sheyeshlo shlosha chadashim. So Yavama can't do chalitza, she can't do it until she waits 3 months after her husband died. Vechein kol shahanashim, so do all other women, lo yisarsu velo yinasu ad shehu lohen shlosha chadashim achar shlosha chadashim. So everyone will have to, can't even do it erisin for their 3 months. Echad besulos ve'echad beulos, whether this applies both to a woman who's a besula, both to a woman who has relations before, echad grushos ve'echad avanos, with a woman who's divorced, with a woman who's widowed, echad nesuyos ve'echad arusos. Women who were nesuyin, women who had erusin as well. Everybody has to wait the 3 months, even though if we'll see some of these women, you know, the reason for waiting really wasn't going to apply. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hanesuyos yisarsu." Women who had nesuyin, then I mean, they didn't have the thing. In that case, they could have the erusin. Va'arusos inasu. And the woman who had erusin married chutz min harusos should be Yehuda, except of those women in Yehuda mipnei shelibo gaspo, because in Yehuda they used to have yichud together, so that they should, you know, feel comfortable with each other. But since they had yichud really at the first stage of marriage, there's a possibility that they actually might have slept together. Since they had yichud, they could have had B as well. So therefore, that would apply. They would not be allowed. They'd have to wait, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Hanashim Yisarsu. He says all women can do at least the erusin chutz min ha'amana, right? Except for a widowed mipnei ha'ibul, because there's a period of avelus that she has to have for her husband. So Gemara says like this: Bishlema lo tisyavin. Okay, there's always a bishlema ella. I have no problem with the following, that they can't do the yibum because maybe she's already going to be pregnant and that's not going to be necessarily noticeable within the first 3 months. So I understand why they can't do the yibum. Shemiyu havlad ben koyama, because maybe it's going to have a ben koyama means a viable kid, that's a healthy child that's going to live. So in that case, it's going to come out, you know, you realize the mafreya that she never had a mitzvah of yibum, right? So then it's a problem. The kapaga be isra eshes ach doraisa. That's an isra doraisa of marrying his brother's wife. Why at least can't you do chalitza? What do you lose by doing chalitza? So it says, "Leime teheve tiyufta de Rebbe Yochanan da amar chalitza meuberes shma chalitza." So let's say this Mishnah, which says that a woman who's meuberes doesn't do chalitza, that slugs up the opinion of Rebbe Yochanan, who says that if you do chalitza with a woman who's meuberes, she's pregnant and then she has a miscarriage, that's a good chalitza. The lav mi osvine the Rabbi Yochanan chadazimne. 1 second, didn't we already knock off this opinion Rabbi Yochanan one time already? Right, so what do you need to beat up on him and do it a second time as well? Smor says leim meho nami tiyufta teheve tiyufta. You're right, it's true, but from here also we can, it's not like we needed this to disprove Rabbi Yochanan, but this also is a disproof for the shita of Rabbi Yochanan head again, who said that the chalitzas meuberes shma chalitza. So you could slug it up from this Mishnah. Lo, says the Gemara, 1 second. Maybe that's not reason. Hocha, in our case, in the Mishnah over here, Haina time Hashem Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the child is going to be a Ben Kayama. Nimtzeis, and it comes out, Ata Matzricha Kroiz L'Kahuna. Right? What's going to happen? It's going to be meaningless. It's going to be totally unnecessary, right? People might not realize that the chalitza that she did was worthless, and they're going to think that she's a chalutza, right? She's going to be also from marrying a kohen. So now, what's going to come out? If you allow her to do chalitza, even though there is a havmina, maybe she really is pregnant, you're going to have to make a hachraza, a public announcement, right? That's what it means. You're going to announce it out that really that the chalitza she did was meaningless, and really she's allowed to get married to a kohen. Well, it says 1 second, v'nitzricha. Okay, so let's just do it. Let's make this public announcement. Tell the whole world. Send it out on I don't know, social media. Tell the whole world. Dilma ikdahavi bechalitza v'lahavi behachraza. No, because maybe there's going to be somebody who was there and they knew or they saw the chalitza, but they didn't know and they didn't hear about the hachraza. And then they're not gonna understand. Umifsaluha min hakahun. You're gonna apostle her incorrectly, right? From marrying a kohen, so we don't want to do this. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah says, in order to prevent this from happening, the woman would have to wait 3 months even for doing the chalutza. It says, okay, teinach amana. The answer, the teirut you're giving, well, works out very well because an amana is allowed to marry a kohen. Grusha ma'ik lemeimer. What about a grusha? A grusha, well, she's divorced. She's also a grusha is also to marry a kohen. Someone says, yeah, you're right, but the reason for that we have a different reason why we have to, postpone doing the chalitza for 3 months. Mishum de mafsi lo mazonos. She's going to lose out on her mazonos. She gets to collect from her husband's estate, right? She would get that for the 3 months, but because since she's not allowed to marry anybody else, so then they have to feed her. But once she's now muteris to get married to somebody else, so then she loses out on her mazonos, so we don't want to do that. Okay? Gemara continues to ask, teinach nesua. That works out. I understand you got a good teretz for a woman who had a full marriage. She was in nesua, arusa, grusha, ma'ik lemeimer. What are you going to tell me about a woman who was only did erusin, a woman who's divorced? So there's no mazonos over there, right? So then those women, they should be allowed to do the chalitza immediately. Ella mishum Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so we're going to give a different reason as to why we have to delay and postpone doing the chalitza for 3 months. Titania says Rabbi Yossi, "Ma'ase ba'adam echad shebol lifnei Rabbi Yossi." One time, somebody came to Rabbi Yossi, Amar lo, and he said to him, "Mahu lachlotz betoch shlosho? What's the halacha? Can I do chalitza within 3 months after the husband died?" Amar lo, he said to him, "Lo tachlotz." Right? No, she can't do chalitza. But tachlotz ma'bekach. So he asked him, "Do chalitza? What would be the problem?" Meaning, if she's pregnant, right, no big deal about that. So kara Allah mikrazeh. So explaining why Rabbi Yossi said this, he darshaned the pasuk in Dvarim, ve'im lo yachpots. Right? Which literally means if he doesn't want to take her as a yavama. Ha'im chafetz yabim. But if he wants to, then he does take her as a yibum. Kol ha'ol yibum ola chalitza. So anybody who is eligible for yibum is eligible for the chalitza, right? And therefore, if someone who's ineligible for yibum is ineligible for chalitza, so that includes even a woman who is temporarily not allowed to get married, right? Which is that's the woman who's not allowed to within the first 3 months from her previous marriage. Again, regardless of why that marriage was terminated. Masiv Rav Chinano. Rav Chinano asks a kasha from a brisa. Hasveikos, if you have a woman whose status as a yavama is a suffix. So in that case, says the brayta, chultzos velo mizyavmos. They do chalitza, but they don't do yibum. So what do you see from the brayta? What do you see? There are sometimes a woman who is eligible for doing chalitza, but she can't do yibum. So it's not like we were saying before, haba hatalia. You have them both linked together. So it says, one second, let's try to clarify something over here. Mai sfeikos. What does it mean in the case of a woman whose status is a suffix? Ilem is suffix kedushin, amailum is yabmos. If we're talking about a woman who has a suffix, really, you know, there was a kedushin, so then why don't they do yibum? Tis yabim ve'imikach klum. Just had do yibum, there's no problem with that, because if the kedushin was never really chal, then she's of course mutter to the mimon, because she's not a brother's wife, right? And if mimon or shach, and if the kedushin was good, then she's now chayv to do yibum with the brother. So elalav, you have to say like this: suffik shekidesh achas mishtei achios ve'eni yodea ezemen kidesh. The suffik is he married one of the two sisters and doesn't know which one it was, right? So you're not sure. You're not sure what's going on over here, because maybe he's going to be with the sister who really wasn't didn't have kiddushin with the brother, so she's usher to him. Okay, so the brisa says fakatani chalitzas, but you see from here that they do chalitza, right? Even though she's usher to him to do yibum, you do chalitza, so it's okay. So Mora says hachi hashta, to quote Rabbi Ari Leibowitz. Faulty comparison. Hachi hashta. What type of comparison are you trying to make? Hossam, right? Over there in the Safek, im yavu Eliyahu. If Elijah the prophet would come, va'omer da'ha kidesh, tell this is the one that she got married to, bas chalitza v'yibum hi, right? Then this is who you do the chalitza with, you do the yibum. So it's clear that, you know, what's lacking, what's holding us back, I should say. It's a chesaron yedia. We don't know who it is. Hacha, but here in the case in the first 3 months, im yavo el yavo oimer daha lo ibra. If you would tell us that this woman is not pregnant, right? Just throwing it out there as a thing, if she would take a pregnancy test or something like that, right? So mi mashkach be, would we pay any attention to him? And would we, you know, right? Mishkach be v'yabim lo, and allowed to allow the yavim to marry her, right? No, ha ketana de lav bas I aburehi. Right, because you see a case by a katana who can't become pregnant. She also has to wait the 3 months. Right, so you see that this requirement of waiting 3 months applies in all situations. Right, even in a case where the reason is irrelevant. So you see that the two are linked. That if you don't do the yibum, you don't do the chalitza either. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, right? We saw that Yavama gets her mezonos from the estate. Yavama shlosha chadashim harishonim nizonos mishel baal. Yavama, during the first 3 months after her husband died, gets the payments from the husband's estate, because her previous marriage to him is why she's unmarried now. She's still linked to him because she's not allowed to wait. She's not allowed to marry because he has to wait the 3 months. Mikan ve'elach. Afterwards, from that, eino nizonas lo mishel baal velo mishel yavam. That point on, after the 3 months, she doesn't get mizonas from the husband's property. She doesn't get from the yavam because he hasn't yet done even with her. Alma bedin uvarach. If the yavam was brought to din and he has to pay her, or he has to I'm sorry, no, he has to what? He has to do the Yivam with her, right? Or do the Chalitza, and then he runs away. He's on from Shal Yochum. Then in that case, he doesn't want to, he runs out of town. So then she gets the money from his, I think that's it. They penalize him because he neglected his duty. Nafla lifnei Yavam Katan. What's the din if she fell to a Yavam who's a Katan? What's the din in that case? Mi Yavam Leisla. Mi Baalmai. Right, from the Yavan, she doesn't have any get any payments because he's a katan. He's not allowed to get married to her. But what about now from her husband? Does she get the money from him? Right, because again, it's his death that put her into this situation. So then, does his estate have to do it? Pligi ba Rav Acha v'Ravina. It's a machloikis Rav Acha and Rav Avina. Chad Amar Isla. One says that she does get the payment. Mazonos v'chad Amar Leislam that she doesn't. The Hilchasa Maisa. What's the halacha? Leisla. We say she does not get her mezonos mishemaya kanasuha because this is like a kanas, a penalty from Shemayim that put her into the situation, and that's what her mazel is. Okay, Emir Tzashem, we'll pick it up with the next shiur from Tan Rabbanan.